An estimated 2.6 million American college freshmen are beginning their studies this fall, and about one in five is expected to default on their loans. Paying for college is becoming increasingly difficult as federal and private grants shrink, tuitions rise, and the economic recovery lags. Yet Zach Bissonnette says it's possible. He knows. He's doing it. He's a senior now at the University of Massachusetts Amherst and is earning his college degree without student loans. He's author of the new book, Debt-Free You: How I Paid for an Outstanding College Education Without Loans, Scholarships, or Mooching Off My Parents. And he joins us now as part of our ongoing Back to School series. Zach, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Great to be here. Thanks.
A lot of your advice runs counter to conventional wisdom. For example, you say that students should not take out big loans for college. Why not?
Student loans are among the worst forms of debt in the country. And as you said, the default rate is very high, and it's getting higher because more students are borrowing more money and unemployment is rising and incomes are not keeping pace with the amount of money that people are borrowing. But the problem with student loans is not limited to default. There are studies that show that students who graduate with debt are less likely to pursue careers that interest them and much less likely to pursue careers in service-oriented fields like teaching or social work, and they're less likely to get married, less likely to start their own jobs, and less likely to be able to buy their own houses. So there are a ton of lifestyle ramifications that come with starting your adult life with an anchor of debt wrapped around your neck.
So how much is tuition at your college?
Tuition runs about $7,000 a year, and then, you know, with room and board, it's more. But at the average public college in America, tuition and fees and room and board comes out to $15,500 per year, but most families will get a $2,500 tax credit on that, which brings the total cost, including room and board, to $13,000 a year, which is $250 a week, and you can pay it over the course of the entire year with a monthly payment plan.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is that $250 a week, and that's assuming you get no financial aid, if you go to a public college in-state, the parents cut their expenses some, the kid works, a lot of families can cash flow college if they really put their mind to it. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's worth it.
Okay, so if parents shouldn't borrow money either, then you say they can skim a little, but how do they pay for college? That's $13,000 a year you're talking about.
Right, and that's $13,000 assuming that you get no financial aid. Most families get some financial aid, so we're talking about sort of a middle-class family. And that's $250 a week. And if a student's working an average of 20 hours a week, you're talking about $150, you know, a week right there, give or take. And then you need $100 for mom and dad, and you can work more than 20 hours a week when you're in college if you're working during the summer.
Now, Zach, you're 22 years old. I'm sure people might be thinking, why should we take financial advice from this kid? Well, why should we?
You shouldn't trust anyone's opinion about anything when it comes to your money, nor should you trust mine. And what I did with this book was I did a ton of research into the ramifications of student loan debt, the benefits of going to one college over another, and sort of looking at college as an investment. This is not something that anyone needs to believe my opinion about. You can read the book, you can check the footnotes, and you can draw your own conclusions.
Well, you do have some cred. We should add that you're also a writer and editor with AOL Money and Finance. And in a foreword to the book, best-selling financial writer Andrew Tobias calls you Doogie Howser meets the boys from Facebook. So how did you learn about to be so savvy about personal finance at such a young age?
You know, what happened was when I was growing up, my parents had a ton of financial stress in their lives. And I remember being like five and hiding in a closet while my parents were arguing about money, wishing that we could just have enough so that my parents argued, so my parents, you know, could get along. And sort of later in life, I kind of had this realization that money, if you don't have money, your whole life's going to have problems. Gretchen Rubin, the author of The Happiness Project, says that money affects happiness primarily in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you aren't really that interested in money, you need to make sure that you're on top of it, because otherwise it will bleed into the rest of your life. So when I was in, you know, I'd always been entrepreneurial. When I was in seventh grade, I really started reading and talking to people and reaching out to people and trying to learn everything I could about money before I made this college decision and researching college costs and that kind of thing.
We're talking with Zach Bissonnette. He's a student at the University of Massachusetts who's earning his college degree without student loans and is the author of Debt-Free You. Well, you're talking about public colleges, state colleges in your case. Now, what research is there out there that to support your argument that going to a better and more expensive college isn't necessarily worth it?
There's overwhelming evidence that you won't earn a return. Certainly, you won't earn a significant return by paying a lot of money to go to a better college. There was a study out of Princeton that found that students who get into elite colleges but attend less elite colleges earn the same amount of money as students who go to elite colleges. What's going to drive your success in life is going to be how smart you are, how your work ethic, your networking skills, not the name on your diploma.
Well, besides the salary after graduation, aren't there other advantages, though, to attending elite colleges?
This is so interesting. The evidence of improved outcomes from going to one college over another is totally lacking. There was one study that found that even highly intelligent, highly qualified students who start at community colleges learn just as much as students who go to the most prestigious colleges. And what it is that the quality of professors, there's no evidence the professors at top colleges are on average better than professors at lesser colleges. What matters is the individual professor. And the single largest driver of educational outcomes is what the student puts into it.
Well, what advice then do you have for students on working to pay the bills?
Sure. The first thing is, a lot of people say the unemployment's so high, college kids can't get jobs. But a financial aid officer was telling me that most colleges, when they're doing awarding federal work study hours for students to work during college to earn money to pay for it, most colleges award twice as much work study as they actually can afford to give out because half of students don't use the work study hours. So right there, if you're awarded work study, use it.
Zach, your book is just the latest in a series of books that is really putting in its sights the $420 billion per year higher education business and saying it's a waste of money. So what's the answer? It seemed like you need a college degree to do just about anything these days.
College as an investment is a classic case of what economists call diminishing marginal utility. And what that means is that by going to college and getting a bachelor's degree for as little money as possible, you will earn a very high return on that investment on average. You will not earn any return. You certainly won't earn much return, and you probably won't earn any return by spending more than the minimum required to get the degree.
Yeah.
And that's really the answer, is that the cheapest route to a degree earns you the best return.
Well, Zach, I know you're starting classes next week, so best of luck, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Zach Bissonette is a student at the University of Massachusetts Amherst and author of Debt-Free You, How I Paid for an Outstanding College Education Without Loans, Scholarships, or Mooching Off My Parents. You can see more of his money-saving tips at wordofmouthradio.org and share your own stories of how you paid for college.